Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moving along here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll get into some more Chiefs stuff too as well. Somebody says, I thought Jamal Charles had a 99-yard run against the Saints. Not according to AI, but we know AI. I think it might have been a screen pass.
I don't remember a 99-yard. I remember a 99-yard touchdown pass to Mark Boerichter as the longest reception in Chiefs history. But I don't remember necessarily a 99-yard run by Jamal Charles.
Yeah, it says Jamal Charles had a dominant performance rushing for 233 yards and a 91-yard touchdown.
91, okay.
Yeah, 91 to lead the Kansas City Chiefs to a 27-24 overtime victory. He also had a 55 yards receiving, giving him 288 total yards from scrimmage, a career high for him. His performance included a 91-yard touchdown run that helped spark a comeback for the Chiefs.
Was that the 2012 season?
Says, yeah, 2012.
Yeah. That was the only game they won that year next to that game after the Jovan Belcher situation.
Yeah, September 23rd, 2012.
Yep.
288 total yards from scrimmage. Holy fantasy.
Yeah, that was a great day for
By
him.
The way, there's no fantasy football show this Sunday because the Chiefs play at noon, so Chiefs pregame show starts at 9. Mac, you did have a question on the text line regarding a running back. I want to let you get to that because it's important for people's fantasy teams to be successful, and you have all the pressure in the world now with having that show. Normally on Sundays at 9 with Mac Morey. They said, let's see, where is this at? They had a question. It was Chuba Hubbard or somebody else. I can't remember. I got to scroll down. Man, we're getting a lot of texts.
We're getting
today.
A lot of texts this morning. That's
yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Mac, ETN or Charbonnet.
Ooh,
neither name that you mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah, Mac.
I like a nice glass of Charbonnet.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, some of that Kim Crawford Charbonnet that Dana drinks, I bet, right?
I think they call it Charbonnet after they've had three Chardonnays.
I take another Kim Crawford Chardonnay in my Stanley. Thanks,
yeah.
Karen.
So, yeah, Mac, ETN or Sharbs?
I'd have to think about the matchups, but off just those players, I'd go ETN because Charbonnet and Walker, it's just such a coin flip right now. You're banking on touchdowns. You don't know who the bell cow is any given Sunday. It's been one of the most frustrating running back rooms for fantasy.
Is that the most frustrating fantasy thing there is handcuffed running backs?
Yeah, it sucks.
Or like having CeeDee Lamb and knowing that George Pickens all of a sudden is him?
Like or if you're CeeDee Lamb and puking at a casino the morning of the game.
7:30 a.m.
in the morning. Yeah,
I wonder why they didn't get to play the first drive.
that was always the big fear about Las Vegas with athletes, right? Everybody's like, oh, we can't move to Las Vegas. The athletes are going to be in the casinos. And then every place in the world has casinos now, but yet there's still CeeDee Lamb at 7:30 in the morning puking and playing roulette or whatever the hell he was doing, blackjack or wherever he was sitting at that table.
I think he was playing blacked out.
I mean, somebody. Yeah. The best was that picture, CeeDee Lamb here at 7:30 in the morning.
Exactly. Dude, I will say that is Vegas. That is Vegas, dude. When I went to Vegas for my 21st, my parents went to bed at 11 p.m.
Oh, my God. Why?
Because we had been out the night before.
Oh, yeah.
So this was like the full, because I flew in on my 21st, but Vegas obviously 2 hours.
So were you 21?
I was 20 because it was 10 o'clock, but it was midnight Kansas City time. Yeah. I flew in.
Okay.
Great story. Limo driver, cool as all can be. He goes, oh, it's your birthday, man. I was like, yeah, in Kansas City. He goes, oh, you're right. You're 2 hours behind. He goes, well, technically you're 21 there. I'll let your parents go into this liquor store, grab you some booze. I'll drive you around Vegas for free. I won't charge you guys for the trip. So I'll let you see Vegas since it's your birthday and that you're 2 hours behind. So what did I do? I got a bottle of Captain Morgan and a bottle of Mountain Dew.
Dude,
I'm 21.
Is that your first legal liquor store purchase?
I didn't purchase it.
But that was your first legal liquor. Do you remember what your first legal liquor store purchase was?
Probably like Twisted Tea.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Mac is probably like for me, it was probably like Zima. Bud Light, maybe. Red Dog was hot. We lived in Red Dog, bro. Like, that was the beer in the mid 90s. I mean, everybody's doing dirty racks of Red Dog.
Admiral Nelson, maybe that was it.
Admiral Nelson.
That was big. That was it.
Yeah.
Is that who led the charge at Gettysburg?
It was. Yeah. Admiral Nelson. But no, that was the guy who ran for president with Ross Perot, wasn't it? Admiral Nelson? Or no, that was Admiral Stockdale back in the day. The other one that I think most of us probably had as our first legal purchase at the liquor store had to be something McCormick's related, right? The bottom shelf plastic bottle. Yeah. The cheap bottle of vodka or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or
we drank McCormick's whiskey a lot in college.
Oh, we drank the vodka. I mean, we the whiskey.
Pick your poison.
Literally.
But no, it was cool because he drove us around, and then the next day was like my full 21st, and it was in August, obviously. So like we went to obviously, you guys don't know that. Everybody knows I was born in August, but like it was the middle of summer in Vegas, hotter than Hades.
Oh, it's in August in Vegas, dude.
Heat.
The streets.
That's what I found out. Europeans only wear Speedos, so it's just hogs everywhere in the water laying on mats.
Hey, if you're American in the living room, what are you in the bathroom?
European. But no, and so like that night, I went out, and there used to be, I don't know if it's still there, there's a bar in New York casino. That had, it was called Pour 24. So it was 24 hours open.
What year was this?
2006.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry, 2008. 2008.
Okay.
So
that's a long time.
Yeah. So you never know. The turnover in Vegas. And all of a sudden, I go to buy a beer. My parents are like, we're going to bed. We'll see you tomorrow. I was like, all right, talk to you later. I'm going to stay up a little bit later. I buy a beer. Bartender's like, can I see your ID? I was like, yes. She goes, holy blank. It's your birthday today. You're 21. You're 21 right now. Five dudes in the corner of the bar were all from Liverpool, England. And they were like, it's your birthday. Get over here, man. You can't be by yourself.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine where that night went.
Till 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, you drink with people from, like, the United Kingdom.
Dude, it was awesome.
I mean, there may be nothing better.
And, Liverpool in England is kind of like Bottom Feeder Bay in the Game of Thrones. It's kind of like, that's where the Beatles are from. Yeah. It's kind of a rundown city in England. And they just they paid my tab the entire night. That was at 11. I walked in my hotel room at 7:45 in the morning to my grandfather calling me, who went on the trip, and goes, hey, see you in 15 minutes for breakfast. I was like, not going to make it. Hung up the phone.
Yeah.
And went to bed for like 5 hours.
That
was Vegas. I got my, that was my welcome to Vegas moment per se.
Like, have when you
they
been
say,
back?
What's your, oh yeah. Okay. When they say, what's your NFL moment? That was like when I was like, that's Vegas.
Yeah.
Hit on by two prostitutes that night. Mm-hmm. Crazy stories, all sorts of stuff.
I wish,
dude,
Vegas was still awesome like that. We were there in March, and it's just like, everything's so damn expensive now, and they charge for everything. You can't get a cocktail when you're playing. I used to love going out there, and the best was Casino Royale on the Strip, man. It was a dump casino right in front of the Imperial Palace, another dump casino. I like dumps. Like those are my that's my speed, right? I'm not into the glitz and glam and all this kind of stuff. I can't afford it. So you give me a dump casino with $5 blackjack and a guy dressed as a leprechaun pouring shots in your mouth on top of a bar, I am in.
Smash.
I am in. And then you go to the Imperial Palace, and everybody's impersonating all these singers and singing. And it was another great just dump of a casino. Now everything has become so damn corporate out there, and it's just not the same. But, you know, we drank with some guys from Wales at one Chiefs game this year, or last year, I guess it was. These guys came over from Wales. Jesus.
Was it Christian Bale? That's where he's from.
I mean, you want to talk about people putting it away. That's what I'm saying. You party with some British dudes on your 21st birthday. Yeah.
Liverpool, England, baby.
Holy crap, man. That's a night right there.
It was awesome. And I'll never forget it. because I actually had a Fernando Torres soccer jersey in my bag, and at the time he played for Liverpool.
Nice.
And
that's cool.
And I was like, I have a Fernando Torres jersey in my bag. And they're like, all right. And I don't know why they're Australian now, but it was awesome. It was shots and beers and all that sort of stuff. It was a great time. Speaking of a great time, real quickly, Royals offseason moves. Looks like Chris Bubich is being linked to the Cardinals.
Could be, potentially, yeah. But, I mean, the guy that they're looking to get back in return, a second baseman for the Cardinals, Brendan Donovan, and I like him. He's a nice player, but I'm not going Bubich one for one for him. I think that's overpaying. Or not Bubich, Cameron, I wouldn't go one for one with him.
No.
Bubich I would potentially trade for him because he only has 2 years left of control. This guy, Donovan, has 2 years left of control as well. 285 hitting second baseman with some pop and, you know, kind of somebody that we need here, you know, in Kansas City. I'd be willing to give a Bubich, but not a 4-year controllable player like Noah Cameron for a 2-year controllable player in return.
Right.
The cool thing about this is that, like, the St. Louis Cardinals are the team that's looking to dump salary, and the Royals are looking as the team that's looking to add salary in these type of situations. Like, where the tide turned, where in St. Louis they call themselves the best fans in baseball and baseball heaven, and here we have right now the Kansas City Royals potentially going out there and doing the okie doke and taking the salary dump from the St. Louis Cardinals. Up yours, St. Louis.
Get bent. The article concludes with, meanwhile, the Royals could finally land the bat they are looking for Donovan, could fill the hole at second base and replace Jonathan India, or even play left field thanks to his defensive versatility. The Royals would have to give up some solid young pitching, including Cameron, but the Cardinals likely won't show interest in Chris Bubich, who has just 1 year left on his contract, so Cameron might be the one who becomes expendable. And then it concludes with, even if Cameron is traded, the Royals still have a very solid starting rotation. He filled in nicely when Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo hit the injured list, but their two top starters should be healthy in 2026, and they also have Michael Wacha and Bubich in the mix. Mm-hmm. We'll see what the Royals decide to do with their pitching staff. So there's basically the narrative all winter meetings, all hot stove season will be, which pitcher or pitchers are the Royals willing to deal away with to get something in return? Because, again, the cliche of trades, you got to find somebody worth trading with, and you got to have two parts that match up. So expect to see one of the starting pitchers of last year's rotation be on the move in this offseason for something that you all want, which is a bat or somebody to replace Jonathan India. Coming up, it's a new era in Kansas City.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'll explain. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.